Okay, Carlos, as we jump into the month of August, I'll probably touch on this subject a lot because there's a lot of road games, 19 of them this month. Starting with three here against the Los Angeles Angels, how do you approach road life, games on the road, games away from home? For teams, that can be difficult. You guys have done well so far on the road. What do you try to do well when you're away from home?
Honestly, not much. You know, that's part of what we do, obviously. The team does a good job with the performance staff and just making sure guys continue to get some rest. But yeah, it's part of the baseball player, part of being a big leaguer. You gotta travel. You know, there's gonna be some late arrivals, and here we are on the West Coast, ready to take in the Angels.
Paul Blackburn makes his Mets debut for you. He faced these guys as a member of the A's last week. It's got probably a little bit of pressure that goes into a start like this for him, right? First day on the job, wants to do well. What have your conversations been like with him ahead of this game?
Yeah, I talked to him over the phone when we traded for him. And today, just say hi, just kind of let him be himself and go about his day, his routine. But yeah, he faced him last week. He's familiar with him, but they're also familiar with him. But look, he's first outing with a new team. Obviously, we're in the middle of it, and he's been around for a while. This guy knows where we are as a team, and he knows he's going to go out there and compete and give us a chance to win a baseball game tonight.
As you set up your defense behind him, as you game plan behind him, what are you expecting from his arsenal and what he's able to do? What's his identity?
Yeah, his pitchability. He's going to try to keep hitters off balance. He's got a lot of pitches. He's the four seam, he's the sinker, he's the cutter, he's the breaking ball, he's the slider. And that's what, kitchen sink, pretty much. And he's got a pretty good idea what he's doing on the mound and feel for the game. And, that's the expectation, that he goes out there and gives us a chance to win a baseball game today.
He may be the crafty righty. I don't think that's a term in baseball, but there's certainly the term the crafty lefty, which is, I guess, what the other guy is, Tyler Anderson, who you're facing today. Three-pitch mix, four-seam change and a slider. He doesn't throw over 90, but he's tough.
Yeah, and the changeup is real. He's 88 and 89 with the fastball, but that changeup, he throws it any time in the count, especially when he's behind, he will go to that pitch. When he's in trouble, he will go to that pitch. So we got to get him up in the zone, and, we got to stay patient with him. So, yeah, he's two guys that are pretty familiar with each other. Teams are pretty familiar with them. But like I said, we'll be ready.
This Angels team is a team, of course, Otani's long gone. Trout just got hurt again. They don't have the big-name superstars, but what they do well, at least with this team, they run pretty well. I'm sure you've seen that. Alvarez, Torrens, what do they have to make sure of with these guys on the bases?
Yeah, not so much Alvarez and Torrens, but the pitching staff. We have to, first of all, keep them off bases. But we got to do a good job of, with our times to the play, mixing our looks, because they will steal third base. It doesn't matter if they're down in the game or with two outs, they will try to steal third base and double steal. They bunt a lot. They play that small ball, like you said, maybe not the bigger names, the Otani's in the past and Trout now hurt, but guys that put the ball in play, that they're going to put pressure on the defense, they're going to bunt, they will play a little bit of the small ball here.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.